You're hearing the sounds of a machine shop. It's a big shop in Billings, and welders and electricians are finishing up their day. It's a contract shop, too, so the employees have been working on any number of things for any number of companies, but one project stands out pretty distinctly.
This is our equipment, by the way. This is one of our mobile recovery units.
This guy, that's Jim Hader.
I'm the chief technology officer for G2IT.
That equipment he's talking about, imagine several green boilers connected with pipes, connected to motors and big fuse boxes, all of it crammed onto a semi-trailer.
A mini gas processing facility.
Mini? I mean, the thing fills up an entire truck bed.
Right. So it's mini in compared to what a big gas plant or an oil refinery might look like. This does the same kind of work that you would see in a gas plant that would produce gas for an entire city. It just does it one well at a time.
See, to get to the oil in a Bakken well, companies have to strip off other gases that come with it. Methane,
propane, butane, pentane, all of those other hydrocarbon chains.
And it just hasn't been economical for oil companies to do anything but burn that stuff away to get to the more valuable oil. What the G2IT mini gas plant does is roll in and attach to that gas stream that would be burned off and separates those different gases out and is able to store some of them. G2IT rents the plant to the oil company. The oil company gets to sell those gases and reduce their emissions. The G2IT concept is not a new one. Hader says this has been done with traditional oil wells for a while, but the horizontal drilling done in shale oil developments makes the process a lot more complex.
Our technology addition to the industry was we figured out how to take the associated gas from a shale oil well, tame the pressure surges, tame the flow surges, and the chemistry surges that come out of the ground with that gas.
Hader says his business is one of the first to make this economical for oil companies. A business started by him and two other Montana engineers a couple of years ago. Now they have 20 employees, before you count the manufacturers they contract with, like those here in the Billings shop. G2IT has contracts for 18 of these truck bed plants to head out into the Bakken.
And I can tell you this, it'll be a lot more in 2014 than it was in 2013 because we're kind of growing like a weed right now.
He calls today a golden age for the petroleum industry, with the Bakken providing unique challenges and unique prospects.
It provides opportunity for companies like me to address a specific and unique problem to this new opportunity that the United States is seeing.
And that Montana is seeing. I'm Dan Boyce, reporting in Billings.